And we're back with people from Olana and from WGXE to talk about Groundswell, the great event that's going to be happening next weekend on September 19th at Olana. So Galen Joseph Hunter is with us, and Jess Puglisi from WGXE, known to many people, and
hey,
Mark Przeworski, the landscape curator at Olana.
Hi there.
So welcome, everybody. And who wants to talk first about Groundswell?
Let's see.
This is Galen. Hi, thanks. I'm going to suggest into the microphone that maybe Mark start and give us a little bit of foundation about Olana and why Groundswell was born.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm happy to.
Okay.
So I just wrote something this morning about Groundswell and about how it came about. Can you hear me?
And you got to get right up to the mic, as close as you can.
Okay, I'm very close now. So many people understand, we've talked about this in the past on this station, many people understand that Olana has a house and that Frederick Church was a painter, but a lot of people don't understand the extent that Frederick Church was more than a painter. He was a landscape artist in every sense of the word. He worked on Olana in three dimensions. It's a 250-acre creation. And the roads are really one of the main ways that people were meant to experience Olana. Frederick Church designed more than 5 miles of roads. And we at the Olana Partnership felt that that idea wasn't being conveyed to people, and we wanted to work with other community arts groups and organizations. And so we were introduced to Galen a few years ago in 2013. And it has evolved to be what we understand Groundswell to be today. It started out as an experiment the first year, and then came back by popular demand, and this is the third year, and Jess and Galen and I have worked very closely on this.
Right, so when when Mark first approached us about working together, I think at that time it was a pretty radical thing to bring this contemporary experimental work to the grounds, and now you, Olana, and Cole House this year have the show River Crossing, which has contemporary work present. In some ways, I feel like Groundswell maybe helped be a pathway to more regular presence of contemporary art on this incredible historic site. And so what we do at Groundswell is along the carriage road called Ridge Road, we invite 9 artists to conceive of site-specific works in reaction to the site, to the viewshed, to what they see before them, to the history of the specific place. And the artists that are being included, I'll say their names, Douglas Irving Repetto, Lovid, Gambletron, Tyson Hauf, John Cleeter, Quintron, Brian DeWan, and John Cage Trust, working with Seth Christman and Bernard Klug. And these are contemporary artists working in a variety of ways. Many of them work with sound and transmission, work in visual mediums, work in performance, and the work is really deeply entrenched in this idea of site specificity, and it's pretty exciting what happens.
Yeah. In many ways, this event could only happen at Olana, and the artists really bring out some ideas that people wouldn't normally be exposed to.
The event, which, as you mentioned, Ellen, which is Saturday, September 19th, it's from 1 to 5 p.m., and the first 3 hours, people are invited to walk back and forth on Ridge Road, and the walk is about, 15 minutes. Is that right, Mark?
Yeah, it's not very long.
But what's happening is each of the, we call them zones, the installation spots or the performance spots, artists are present. The work there is very live, even if it's installation-based. In every case, there's something live, there's something generative. So you may walk by the zones and then come back in the other direction, and the work is changing. And so that kind of durational experience is very intentional for those first 3 hours. And then at 4 p.m., everyone converges in this amazing picnic area spot, which overlooks the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. It's, I think, the most spectacular, beautiful spot in all of Greene and Columbia County,
yeah,
frankly.
It's the best picnic spot in the valley.
It is. And there people will get to bear witness to a performance by Quintron, who's the New Orleans-based amazing creator and musician, and Brian DeWan will be joining him with several other musicians. The picnic spot is also where Daughters Fair and Ale, Jess, will be providing food and drink for this event. And I don't know, do you want to describe that a little bit? Or they're a new business, right?
Hello. Excuse me. Sorry. I'm just
That's the voice of Jess Puglisi.
It is. Yeah, Daughters Fair and Ale actually is a new business in Red Hook, but it is run by Rachel Rachel McLaughlin and her husband Ryan, and who have now four daughters, hence the name. They will be providing sandwiches, salads, a couple of different kinds of wine, some beer, all for sale. Their food is really kind of seasonal and very much locally sourced, kind of an ever-changing menu. Both of them worked, they were actually at Swoon last year, so people who aren't familiar with Red Hook dining options will probably recognize the sort of flavor from Swoon. I don't know.
I wanted to add also that part of the experience is interacting with the artists and the art, but the other part is interacting with the other people attending Groundswell. So I remember, Ellen, you at the first Groundswell with Carol, and sort of people kind of walk and encounter each other and then encounter the art. So I think there's a real social aspect to Groundswell, which really sets it apart from certain other events.
Well, you know, I had never been on Ridge Road before Groundswell, and it's just astounding.
Yeah. It's one of the reasons we did the event in many ways, to get people like you and many people who know on it to understand that there's more to it.
And the juxtaposition of art in that context is really interesting and astounding in many ways. So
maybe should I describe just maybe one or two of the
the
works by artists, so people know what they might encounter. So Lovid is a duo that's based in Brooklyn, but they actually also have they used to be in Manhattan, but they're actually out in Long Island now, and they have a house in Greene County, so they're sort of local and sort of from that other place. But they work both with video often and sound, and patchwork, handcrafted visual imagery. And what they're doing is installing a billboard image along Ridge Road it's based on an image, a photograph they've taken of the viewshed at their particular zone, and now they've manipulated it with their video information and tonalities. And it's a really beautiful, almost painterly image that you'll be able to see close up against the viewshed that it originates from. And they're also doing a sound piece that expands across this kind of cavernous space on Ridge Road. Gambletron, who is Lisa Gamble from Montreal, is installing an AM radio theremin. So if you know theremin music and the way theremins work, this will be an installation of AM radio receivers, antennas hoisted, and there'll be choreography to how these radios are positioned, and it's very interactive. Audience members will be playing the piece as they move throughout the radios. John Cage Trust and Seth Chrisman are going to be doing performances of a Cage composition called Branches, the instructions for which call for the performers to gather their instruments from the site the morning of the performance. So Seth and his collaborators, including Laura Kuhn, who's the director of the John Cage Trust, will be gathering materials, fallen branches, and collecting them as instrumentation for their performances later in the day. Our own Brian DeWan has been spending tons of time in the archives and is kind of doing a spoken word narration. John Cleeter, Mark is mentioning, is doing an augmented reality piece. You'll, at the picnic spot, look through one of his viewers at this view we were talking about, the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, the Hudson River, and you will see virtual storm surging. You'll see water coming from the bridge through this viewer. You'll see tornadoes in the distance. You'll see the Heart of the Andes painting emerge from the distance.
That's something he's constructed too?
It's augmented reality, so you can look at it on a smart device with an application such as Layer, but so that people don't have to be bogged down with apparatus of their own. It's basically you'll get to walk up to his own viewer, look through the viewer, and see this happening in this kind of virtual space.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is extremely cool.
And for us at Olana, I mean, this sort of brings up ideas associated with Frederick Church. So he painted weather effects, and that's sort of very large, much more what he was doing. And Olana itself is really, in many ways, sort of a viewing platform toward incredible atmospheric effects. So that's how I sort of understand this piece. And also Frederick Church, when he staged his paintings, Heart of the Andes, people were lined up, they paid money, and they were instructed to bring opera glasses to look through binoculars. So it's in many ways kind of a riff on that idea.
That's something that seems to be like a thread throughout
these,
especially this groundswell, though, is that kind of the environmental, obviously, but also the like responding to weather. Mm-hmm. So Quintron's installing his weather warlock, which is an instrument he's built that performs based on weather conditions.
Wow.
And that's also going to be on the picnic site. So there'll be this augmented reality weather piece from John Cleeter, and then on the other end, Quintron's weather warlock. So that'll be a really nice, I think,
cool
location. Yeah.
And the weather, I mean, for those who came to the second groundswell, the first groundswell had sort of sunny skies, some clouds. And last year was more moody and atmospheric, and the fog itself became part of the theater of the event. Frederick Church was a master of painting fog, and the fog really was one of the stars of the event. And with that, I thought it really transformed the entire event last year. So the weather is very much part of what the event is about.
Interesting. I think Tom Rowe interviewed Quintron last Saturday, didn't he? I heard him talking about the instruments he's built. It's really interesting.
Actually, Tom Rowe has been interviewing all of the groundswell artists, and our regular listeners will hear those interviews airing, but they're also on the website for people who want to hear some first-person explanation of these artists' works.
Yeah. But, you know, even for those of us who sort of know, I mean, Galen's working very closely with the artists, and I'm very aware of what they're doing also, but until that day, until you're there and you see it, in many ways we're all a little bit surprised that day. So I think that's part, for me, of what I really enjoy about this event, is that you really have to be there to experience it.
See people's reactions too at the same time. To be part of an audience when you're there, I think is a great thing as well. So what else, Jess, anything else you can tell us?
Jess, it's nice to
how family friendly as the expert. No, I mean, you know, kind of similar to what everyone's saying in terms of it being a really, like, nice opportunity to interact with other people. It is very family friendly. It's, you know, kids can run around outside and not, you know, damage themselves or the art, you know, all over the grounds. You know, and there's always, you know, kind of, what do you say?
Dogs.
Are there?
People walk their dogs.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. See, I'm less dog friendly than Olana is the thing. Yeah, you can bring your dogs, as long as they don't eat the art. It's just a really nice convivial afternoon event where you can find space to really, like, think about what you're seeing and everything else, but also, like, enjoy people's company and hopefully a pleasant, creative environment.
We need to tell people how they can get tickets.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
Yeah, it's, I feel like we should have a drum roll. It's groundswell2015.brownpapertickets.com. You can get tickets there. I believe you can come to the Hudson studio and pay cash or credit card even, or check. You can just walk in and get your ticket. You can go to
the ticket.
Oh, yeah. The tickets are $20 now.
Can we say that?
You can, because it's a fundraiser.
Right. So that's another important thing that we need to let people know is that this is one of the most important fundraising activities specifically for WGXE. It's a co-fundraiser for the Olana Partnership and Wave Farms WGXE. So not only will you be securing your admission to this very cool event we're describing, but you'll also be supporting two great nonprofits in the area. You can also get tickets day of, but they're more expensive at the door, so you're encouraged to get them at Brown Paper Tickets. And you can also go to WGXC.org, and you'll be bombarded with a little pop-up window that says, click here for tickets. So.
And this is all coming on the heels of this wonderful news today that Peckham Industries has given a conservation easement for the ridge line.
It's really, really great news. So just very briefly. So Olana, Frederick Church, Olana is really all about its views. The house itself is about its views, and then we call it the view shed today. Much work has gone into protecting the views, and it's done in many ways through legal efforts and working with organizations, but mainly and also working with private landowners who willingly protect their land as part of a big puzzle of the Olana Viewshed Zone. And so this is a great example of a landowner, Peckham Industries, which has willingly protected 100 acres in the Olana Viewshed on the Green County side. It's great news.
Yeah, it is. Was that done through Scenic Hudson?
Absolutely. Scenic Hudson's been one of the great supporters and works very hard to protect Olana's views. And I should also point out that this groundswell started at it was called Framing the Viewshed the very first year, Framing the Viewshed Groundswell. And the Viewshed themes are included in our program. Just created a really beautiful program for this year's event. And there are some Viewshed ideas that show up throughout the program as well.
Is it true that the word viewshed was created or first came from the imagination of Jim Ryan, who was...
I would say that's not true, but he believed in protecting the views. And
it's
the first time
I've ever heard the word used in the Hudson Valley.
Well, I mean, yeah, so Olana really is at the forefront in the United States of protecting views through all these organizations. It's a word that's existed for a while. It's a cousin of the word watershed.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we at the Olana Partnership have done is we've realized that it's an important part of the mission to protect the views, and people didn't understand it, so we started to do events around the concept of the viewshed. So, and that was in many ways how we started this event with Wave Farm and WGXC, and it's evolved to be even more than that.
So come and see the viewshed. Mm-hmm. Support two incredible, important organizations here, and enjoy yourself. All at once.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for
awesome.
Coming.
Thank you, guys. And
All right.
Come back soon.